Kentucky. Sure is lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Yeah. Bowling Green folks treat you kind. They let you think you're a man. A man in Kentucky. Sure is lucky in Bowling Green. You walk your own.
Drop the dime before I walk away. Any song that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get a magic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darn, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stars.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
We neighbors, we are there.
Yeah, I had to throw me some Green Acres in that thing. Yeah, Green Acres from a punk rock compilation called Punk Rock Covers Television. And that was, of course, Green Acres. And before that, the gorgeous, vivacious, astounding Mrs. Miller with her version of Green Tambourine, which actually had a tambourine in it. And before that was the version by Enoch Light, and that did not have a tambourine in it. So that is not, I think the Lemon Pipers that did the, but I wanted those versions of Green Tambourine. And we heard one of my favorite tunes, Nico Case doing Bowling Green. And James Brown, that's right, James Brown, the Fabulous Flames doing Little Green Apples. We started with Dink doing Green Mind, Hal Blaine, a Green Monster. And yeah, there you go with that. Look at that. We got an hour down already on the Green Show. All songs about the color green today. And next week, let's do blue next week. And then, like I'm saying, we're going through all eight colors of the original Crayola crayon box. So I thought that'd be a fun thing to do. And when I think it's a fun thing to do, that doesn't matter what you think. Because if it's fun for me, it's all that matters. All right. Hey, I got to tell you about some shows here on this station. What do we got here? Ah, we got the David Pakman Show. Started as community radio, started midweek's politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Massachusetts. The focus is modern American politics and society. Airs went Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. And Democracy Now! Is a national daily independent award-winning news program. It won the Zombo in Your Brain Award. Yeah, everything wins a Zombo in Your Brain Award. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. I don't need that. I don't need them substantially disagreeing. Sounds a little woke to me. I don't know. Sounds like tyranny. That's what I'm saying. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. So there you go. And I'll tell you one more show. And this is kind of a cute show here. It's called Away With Words. It's an upbeat, lively, hour-long public radio show podcast. And it's about language. Examined through history, culture, and family. Family, yeah. Each week, an author or journalist, and/or Martha Barnett, and a lexicographer. Ooh, a lexicographer. And linguist. Is he a cunning linguist? Perhaps. Grant Barrett talks with callers about slangs, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking as well as writing. How about that? They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. That's a fun show. Yes, it is. It's just Away With Words. And I'll be doggone. Let's look what I'll be doggone means. Oh, it just means I'll be doggone. All right. What do we got next? What do I want to jump into? Okay, we'll do that. We are going to do a song by Randy Alvey and the Green Slime, henceforth the Green Slime. It was there was a movie in the 60s, I think, called The Green Slime. And it was like one of those things. It was like a knockoff of The Blob. You know, like, hey, we know this Blob's a big success. What else do we do? I don't know, Johnson. Got any other ideas? How about Green Slime? I like it. And then the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. All right, Randy Alvey. I guess I talked to you enough. Randy Alvey and the Green Slime doing Green Slime. WRCT Zombo in Your Brain. Yeah, the fidelity is really all over the joint here. I don't know. That song just ain't doing it for me. I thought it was Green Slime. It's Green Fuzz. I don't know. I don't want any complaints from the audience. getting to this station saying, this guy said he was going to play Green Slime, and he went ahead and played Green Fuzz. I'm very dissatisfied with this show. I'm on a logic complaint. Damn it. All right, well, here's Green Peppers. It's a remix of the Herb Alpert, and it's Alpert, not Albert. You know, it's like there's Fat Albert, and then there's Herb Alpert. Okay, so it's Alpert. Got it? For the people who eat sherbet. Yeah, that's more like it. That's my kind of fidelity. It has those stops in there on purpose. It's not me messing up as always. RCT! There you got it. Green Flippers, a.k.a. A.k.a. Green Sleeves. That's what you got. Snotty nose and no handkerchiefs. Green Sleeves. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all week with your favorite third grade jokes. We heard the Green Slime, and as Kelvin pointed out, it wasn't like The Blob. It was like, it was a really good movie, but it wasn't like The Blob. The Green Slime, and that was the Green Slime because I did find that, and that was by the Fuzz Tones. We began that set with Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass doing the Green Peppers remix and doing all green today. Kelvin, while I'm on the Kelvin thing, he wanted to hear Green Blooded Love, which is, you know, from Star Trek. Okay, because he makes out with that green chick. And it was the first interracial thing on television. People went crazy. Sounds woke to me. Sounds like tyranny. Anyhow, so I've got the original version. Actually, Mandler Astorman did a version of Green Blooded Love. And was that Spock? Spock had the green. No, because it was a green chick that he made out with. She might not have green blood, but I think Spock had green blood. And here's Green Blooded Love, the original version by a band called The Shatners. Yeah, that's one thing I don't miss about doing Steel City Con. I never have to see William Shatner ever again.
Spock, you can take your Vulcan mind. Gentle. Green Blooded Love!
Thrill me with your green stamps. I love your little green stamps. I keep collecting green stamps. I love the way they look. Oh, how I love to pick them. I pick them up and lick them. I lick them, then I stick them in my brown green stamp book. Day and night I'm dreaming of redeeming my green stamps for a toaster, so gleaming and deluxe. Oh, how it will thrill me, and please me and fulfill me, to know my toaster only cost me $1,400. Drive up to the market. I stop my car and park it. I buy a lot of strange things of which I've never heard. I buy, though it's not urgent, 2 truckloads of detergent, 300 pounds of bird seed, though I don't have a bird. Extract of vanilla, enough to feed Godzilla. Then I'll trade all my green stamps for something I can drive.
car is what I hope for, what I bought all that soap for. They promised me the first Studebaker made in 1965.
Green stamps bossing over, that's the dance taking over. Green stamps bossing over, that's the only dance for me. Green stamps are when you buy a car. Green stamps at your favorite bar. Green stamps with your sewing machine. Green stamps will buy you everything. Green stamps at your laundromat. Green stamps with your grocery cart. Green stamps at your favorite store. Green stamps buy you more, more, more. Green stamps pass over. That's the dance is taking over. Green stamps are passing over. That's the only dance for me. Green stamps are when your car is filled. Green stamps when you pay in bills. Green stamps at your five and dime. Green stamps up all the time. When you're floating alone, green stamps at your funeral home. Green stamps are your favorite plan. Green stamps until the end of man.
when we didn't have no shoes. How we made it downtown to the welfare office. Just me, just you. Took a long time trying to get what we got now, baby. Don't you go away and give it up to no other man. I couldn't understand. Don't let the green grass fool you. Whoa, no, baby, don't let it change your mind. It's gonna be hard trying to start our lives all over. Hey, mama, you got the kind of loving that I need. Yeah. And if you ever leave me down in the dumps without a stump to fit my heart, ooh-wee, babe, I don't think I'll live to see a brand new day. I wanna hear. I said, don't let the green grass fool you. No, baby, don't let it change your mind. Oh, it might be greener way over there somewhere. Oh, right here, girl, in these big black arms of mine is where you belong. So let these fellas play a little bit. I met Freddie, who's got a Cadillac. And you know I always drive a Nash. But baby, he can talk sweet and nothing's in your ear, woman. I got action. Girl, you know I got cash. And I'm saying, don't let the green grass fool you. Bubbling over inside me when I tell you, baby. Don't let it change your mind. About needing you, just telling you, baby, that right here, girl's where you belong. Come on, come, give it to me. Oh,
don't let the green grass fool you.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa,
don't let it change your mind.
Used to be, oh, the earth above me, lay down on the green grass, remember when you loved me, come closer, don't be shy, stand beneath the rainy sky. Thistles and brambles whistle, didn't he ramble? Now there's a bubble of me, and it's floating in the Stand in the shade of me. Things are now made of me. The weather vane will say it smells like rain today. God took the stars and he tossed them. Can't tell the birds from the blossoms. You'll never be free of me. He'll make a tree from me. Don't say goodbye to me. Describe the sky to me. And if the sky falls, mark my words, we'll catch mockingbirds.
Ah, I still love that. Still have a soft spot in my head for that. Gist. Philip Moxham and his brother. I forget his brother. But yeah, they were in a band called Young Marble Giants in the 80s, which I really liked. It was very simple music. Drum machine, bass guitar, guitar. Then they had a female singer. This is just a nice little instrumental thing they did on an old cassette from 1980s. It's so nice to be able to dig up some really rare, obscure stuff and play it for you guys. Because, I mean, I used to love this cassette. It came out on a, I don't even need to tell you anything about it. You don't care, right? It's just junk. It's just a completely unnecessary knowledge. And there's no shortage of unnecessary knowledge on this side of the radio. And I'm going to keep that to myself. So there, but I really like that song by Gist. And that is Greener Grass. Before that, we heard Tom Waits. mumbling away at Greengrass. The Spinners doing a jazzy version of Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. Don't know the soul band that did Green Power. Some things I just have that is unmarked. And when I have my catalog of music is absolutely obscene. It's an obscene amount of music. And a lot of stuff is just cataloged incorrectly or doesn't have any name on it, but I like it. That was Green Power. I don't know who does it. Before that, we heard a couple Frank Zappa. Well, actually, we heard Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Mr. Green Jeans. And that's the best part of Frank Zappa when he was with the Mothers of Invention. They were just silly. They were fun. They were ridiculous. Before he got into all of like the stupid, like, you know, hey, don't eat the yellow snow. And then here comes a Stankfoot. It's like, I don't know, man. His sense of humor. You know, the weird thing about, interesting thing about Frank Zappa is that, do you know he could not sing and play guitar at the same time? He could either sing or play the guitar at the same time. And if you notice, another thing about Frank Zappa, he always looked down at his guitar when he was playing it. He could not look away from his guitar. He's a great guitar player, but he had to watch his guitar and what he was doing when he was playing. He couldn't look away and he couldn't sing at the same time. But needless to say, great early psychedelic, crazy, fun, sarcastic 60s humor. And then he just got into the dirty stuff. And now you listen to some of the later Frank Zappa stuff, like from the late 70s or whatever. And it's, I don't know, it's like listening to an old Cheech and Chong record to me, you know? It's like, hey, you know, Dave's not here. Well, that was funny 50 years ago, but yeah. Or their space movie that they did, right? Hal's not here. Open the pod door, Hal. Hal's not here. I'm Hal. No, you're Hal. Open the pod door, Hal. Never mind. You know, another thing, another bit of useless information. 2001 Space Odyssey. Hal, the computer, was actually the three letters after IBM, or before IBM. After IBM. Yeah, before IBM. H-A-L was the three letters before IBM. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Is IBM even around anymore? I mean, I just IBM'd in my pants, but that's about it. What else did we hear? We heard, oh, the Thurston Lava Tube doing a nice surf version. I wanted to lull you into that. I want to play the instrumental version of Mr. Green Jeans. And they go, what is that song? What is that song? Or did I leave my oven on? Whatever. Needless to say, I wanted to lull you into that. Then I play the Frank Zappa version. I was like, oh, that's what the song is. We heard two songs about green stamps, which were quite the thing, SNH Green Stamps. We heard another thing, I don't know who did it, but it was Green Stamps Bossa Nova. But before that, we heard Alan Sherman, the guy that did Hello Mother, Hello Father, doing Green Stamps. We heard By Request for Calvin. Wow, this seems like ages ago. He wanted to hear Green Blooded Love, which was a tune that Man or Astro Man covered. And I could just say all these names. I could just make stuff up, you know, and just sound hip and just make stuff up. I can make band names up. You don't know the difference. There are like four people out there go, oh, yeah, I know where that band is. And it's cool. Everybody else is like, when's this guy going to play something I know? Well, very soon. But I got to tell you, 7,000 high school kids drop out every day. Wow. Really? No, that can't be right. That's impossible. 7,000 high school students drop out of school every day. Well, I guess there's no more kids in school. Good on you. There you go. So when you stack their desks to the... I don't even know where this is going. I don't know where this is. Oh, this says... That's one every 26 seconds. So convince somebody to stay at their schools. Whatever. Why bother? Who's telling you that? Oh, the Army! Brought to you by the U.S. Army. So the Army wants to have you stay in school. How about that? Why would the Army want you to stay in school? There's got to be a motive behind that. I wonder, why would the Army? Let me think about that. Okay, I'm done thinking. I don't care. All right, next we got, let's see here. Are you over your head in debt? Join the Army. That should be brought to you by the Army. Every year, millions of Americans find themselves with money problems. Join the Army. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know they're available to help. They got an accredited nonprofit community-based agencies offering free and low-cost budgeting money management services. They better be free. Because if you got to pay for that, and you're losing more money, that's like buying that $10,000 book on how to save money. Ain't happening. When once again, this is from 2012. This PSA is 11 years old. I think this agency's out of business by now. All right, but anyhow, a public service announcement from the National Foundation of Credit Counseling. There you be with that. There you go. So remember, keep your finances fine, you know? You know, I got mine all in the box. All in a box, inside my box spring. Because most people put their money in the mattress, and that's foolish. You find a hole in your box spring, and you put it in the box spring. Everybody else is looking under your mattress for money or inside your mattress for money. Box spring. That's the way to do it. That's the way to save money. Don't be stupid. Put your money there. Eh? Do that. How about some more? Okay, so I'll play something you guys know. There you go. Some CCR Green River. By request from practically everybody listening. And you know I gotta play the instrumental version of this because you guys know all the words.
Persecution affinity, God save the little shots, China cups and virginity. We are the skyscraper condemnation affiliates. God save Tudor houses, anti-tables and millions. Preserving the old ways, forbidding abuse. Protecting the new ways, for me and for you. What more can we do? Group, Reservation Society. God save Donald Duck, Vaudeville and Variety. We are the Desperate Dam Appreciation Society. God save Strawberry Jam and all the different varieties. We are the Village Green Reservation Society. God save Donald Duck.
Sets under every tree, in the folds of his velvet gown. He drinks from the empty acorn cup, the dealer down sweetly bestows, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops it's time to grow. It's no fun being a Jack in the Green. No place to dance, no time for song. Where's the colors of the summer song? Yeah. And carries a green flag all winter long. Jack, do you never sleep? Does the green still run deep in your heart? Oh, oh. What will these changing times, motorways, power lines keep us apart? Oh, oh. Well, I don't think so. I saw some grass growing through the pavements today. Charges left for him to prove. Each belated cross whispers Jack in the Green. Oh, Jack, please help me through the winter's night. And we are the berries on the holly tree. Oh, the mist of the rush is coming, Jack, hold out the light.
There you go, Jethro Tull. With Jack and the Green. That was the last Jethro Tull album I ever bought. Songs from the Wood, I think, was kind of like, and then it was kind of like, okay, done with that band. Done with that band. Yeah, it's interesting when you kind of listen to some music and all of a sudden it's kind of like you just lose interest after a while. You know, you can't have to have like King Crimson, like, wow, these first King Crimson. You know, then you get into like albums like Thrack and Vroom, and the later ones like, nah, no thank you. But sometimes it's nice to revisit a lot of these older records, like this Jethro Tull record. We heard The Kinks, another fine old tune, the Village Green Preservation Society. And that's kind of a ripoff of an old, it's kind of like a jazz tune called the Mutual Admiration Society. And but it's a neat tune nonetheless. We had the instrumental version of Green River by, I don't know if that was CCR or not, probably like The Ventures or something. It was an Zombo right here, and I gotta tell you, let's see, PSA time. This one's from 2000. Oh, this is a newer one, 2018. It only takes a moment. Yes, it only takes a moment. Take time to be a dad today. That's what I told her. Hamana, hamana, hamana. Hey, call 1-800-4DAD41. for fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the United Department of Health and Human Services. And what else we got here? We got Told You How to Be a Dad. Now we got, what do we got here? The American Academy of Neurology. See, why did they make that hard word so hard to say? Neurology. Neurology. I can't, there must be something wrong with my brain. Can't say neurology. 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 Is that neurology? That doesn't sound right. It sounds like something you like, you know, neurology. It sounds like a word like your kid makes up. Neurology. You're neurology. No, you're neurology. You got the neurology. Is that really neurology? Neurology. Neurology. Well, they can't. It's like dyslexia. Why do they make dyslexia such a hard word to spell? I can't spell dyslexic. And let alone somebody challenged with dyslexia can't spell it. That's a very unfair word. Just like neurology. Neurology. Neurology? Neurology? Is that it? Neurology? Neurology. They have a new guideline on how to pronounce neurology. Oh, really? I'll be darned. I'm going to have to get that guide to learn how to pronounce neurology. You got the new neurology, you. Anyhow, they say you wanted to help determine when people have Alzheimer's or dementia. Oh, when they stop driving. That took a turn for the worse. Learn more about AAN. See, they even say AAN.com. They didn't even say American Academy of Neurology because they don't know we can spell it, let alone talk it. AAN. I always thought it was kind of funny about not really funny, but I always thought it'd be ironic. Dr. Demento's getting up in age. And you know if he ever gets dementia? Because he always says, hey, that song was really demented. Where am I? Where'd my pants go? Who are you? Are you my mother? Well, that's the Dr. Demento show.
Why am I even doing this?
I could be taking a nap. I could be like hanging out with my doggy. Instead, I got to come out and pronounce the train. And it's driving me crazy. Neurology. 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 Okay. Alexa, how do I say neurology? You say neurology. Do you want to hear music by The Clash? No, I don't want music by The Clash. How do I say neurology? You want me to turn your... No! All right, here we go. We're going to do more green stuff. Because today... Back to reality here is all songs about the color green. It started, you know, the whole St. Patrick's Day thing, of course. But I thought this would be a really good starting point for my next series, which would be the first Crayola box. The first Crayola box came out in 1903, and it featured eight colors, the original eight colors, you know, which was the, if I have to tell you what the first eight primary colors are, then you've got the problem with your neurology. You got some neurology problems. My God, what have I done? All right, let's see what we got here. All right, well, we got green shirt. By the way, so the next 7 weeks is going to be all songs about the different colors out of the... I thought it'd be cool because I ran out of great ideas so long ago. And I thought I'd do green. It only seemed fair to not, be a colorist. You know, oh, he's just doing green stuff. What about all the other colors? He's a colorist. Well, I am an equal opportunity non-colorist. I'm letting you know I'm a non-colorist. I like all colors. I like them all equal. Every doggone color I like. Yes. I'm not too keen on burnt orange. Burnt orange I'm not too happy about. Why'd they burn it in the first place? Well, who came up with that name? What's that? Is that, what color is that? I don't know, man, but I just burnt this. You burnt an orange. That's a color, burnt orange. Really? All right, burn. Or raw sienna. I guess you didn't cook this. Isn't there a burnt sienna? There's like a raw sienna. That's so bizarre. This is raw sienna. Raw sienna? That sounds like neurology. Another word somebody made up. Raw sienna. That sounds like that Italian family down the street. Yeah, you hang out with the Rossianas? Ah, man, they're next to the Neurologies. But, yeah, so I guess, who came up? That's the same thing. People come up with these names. Like for the drugs. You know, I think the names for drugs are just like so, or computer programs. What goes into that? I don't know. Who cares? Let's get back to the music. Green Shirt, a green tune done by Matt Pompea, a great cover of an Elvis Costello tune. Once again, all songs about the color green.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my room every night. And she takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns...
It's neurology! It's neurology!